Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I am so incredibly grateful that you are here joining me for this episode. This is my birthday episode, you guys. In 2 days, I will be turning 23. And if I'm gonna be honest, I already kind of feel 23. All of my friends around me are pretty much 23, if not turning 23 near my birthday. So I feel a little bit older than I am. Maybe it's just the amount that I've grown this year, this past 6 months, whatever, but I am so excited. I love birthdays. I love my birthday. I love other people's birthdays. This is gonna be probably one of my favorite episodes yet. I have so much stuff to dig into, and I'm so excited to share it all with you. All right, time for everyone's favorite question. How are you? How are you, Annabelle? What's going on? How was this week? What was new? What's up? What's going on? This week was really good. Okay. This week was really good. I don't know if it was just the anticipation and the excitement for a celebration that's coming this week, but I had a really great week. A lot of reflection, a lot of fun, a lot of exciting planning going on. And that's just something that I like to look forward to. I like to plan things and I have some really great birthday plans that I am really, really, really excited to do. I am going to Chicago over the weekend, next weekend, and on my actual birthday, I'm renting out this like patio place. It was a really great deal, and a lot of new friends that I've met this year are joining me, and I can't even express it enough how thankful I am for what this year has brought me, you guys. I feel so loved. I feel so seen. I feel so heard. I feel so welcomed. I truly feel like this year has been the most fruitful of my life. And it definitely hasn't been all uphill, right? I've had a lot of changes, a lot of heartbreak. And I just feel like the person I am now going into this new year of my life is the strongest, most confident, most herself that she has ever been. And I feel so supported and surrounded by such amazing, God-fearing, wonderful people. And I have to say, I haven't felt that way every year. I have enjoyed the people who have wanted to celebrate me or who I have celebrated, but there are just some people you click with better and who see your heart and see your soul and see your mind. And some people, we've talked about this before, some people are meant to be in your life for a specific reason and for a specific chapter or for a specific title, and some people aren't. And I just truly feel like the people who are celebrating with me this year are the most special yet. And I am so incredibly excited to celebrate with them. By the time you listen to this episode, I will already be 23. I will already have celebrated with all those amazing people and will probably be packing for Chicago. But without further ado, you guys, let's get into this episode. Let's talk about birthdays. Let's talk about celebrations. Let's talk about reflecting on what we've learned, who we are, the best parts of the year, the worst parts of the year, everything in between. Let's talk about birthdays. Leading up to this episode, I created like a quick little poll on my Talk About It Instagram story, just asking a little bit of audience participation in terms of what your favorite thing about birthdays is, regardless if that's yours, if that's someone else's, if that's just the idea of birthdays. I just wanted to know what everyone's favorite thing about birthdays is because I love birthdays. Some people don't like birthdays, and that is totally fine, but I am a huge celebrator. I'm definitely not a birthday month person, but I feel like I'm a birthday week person where, like, the week leading up to my birthday, I'm telling everyone that my birthday's coming. And I'll do a couple little things. I'll do something with my friends, I'll do something with my family. I think it's amazing. And why not celebrate everything that you've done, everything that you've learned, all the amazing things about your year and who you are to this day, compared to where you were last year. I think that that's so fun and we should all embrace that. But there was a couple things throughout this poll that were pretty common throughout. One thing, which I really like this one, was talking, seeing, hearing, calling, or just reaching out to certain people that normally aren't on your everyday talk to list, or you probably haven't seen them for a year, or probably haven't talked to them since your last birthday, or since their birthday, or they moved out of state, so you haven't seen them in 5 months, 4 months, etc., right? Just hearing from people who are thinking of you that day and possibly celebrating with people who you haven't celebrated in a really long time, maybe someone you rekindled with, or just someone that's been on your heart and on your mind. I think that is the beauty of birthdays, is it's the perfect time to just reach out to someone and to just share love and share joy and share a celebration of them. I'm a huge advocate for the more that people can just share love to that person on that day, the more fun it is for that person and the more joy that they feel and the more excitement that they feel and just the happier that they are. I think that that is just the easiest thing that you can do for someone. And so that is something that I agree with as well. I think that that is so great and so amazing. And birthdays are the perfect time to just share love with someone and hear from someone or reach out to someone. But another thing that was pretty common throughout as well was just the reflection process of a birthday. It is crazy how much can change in a birthday year, you guys? One trip around the sun. So much is different. And I really, really resonated with this one because that is exactly how I'm feeling. I'm having such a throwback to where I was last year at this time, the position that I was in, all that was different. You know, I just graduated, I was in a relationship, I had these goals and these things that I wanted to achieve this year, but I wasn't sure on how to achieve them yet. They were just kind of talk about things that I wanted to experience. I just moved home. I was recently away from all my friends, you know, the people that I wanted to stay in touch with, and just the cities in general. I think being far away from the cities just creates a different pace and a different way to look at every day. You know, it's less fast paced. It's everything's further, obviously. And so that was different for me to adjust to. But just even mindsets, you know, I remember the way that I wanted to go into 22. And it was just another year for me. You know, everyone says like after 21, like there's not too much to like look forward to as much as like you gain from a year, right? Like 16, you are able to drive. 18, you're an adult. 21, you're able to legally drink. And I know that like those are really fun things to look forward to, but I was really hoping to romanticize 22. I made a notes list of 22 things that I wanted to do for 22, and honestly was a little inspired by Mr. Joey from The Bachelor. He did like 30 things I wanted to do before 30, and I wanted to keep it a little more niche, a little smaller, just things and goals that I had for myself that I could control, and keeping it small, but also finding ways to get outside my comfort zone just throughout this year, because it was like a really big year of change and experience and learning and growth. So I made 22 things that I wanted to do and experience for 22. And I want to talk about five of them, five small ones, and share with you kind of how I felt about doing them and why I did them and how much I grew after doing them and being able to check them off my list and how exciting that was for me. So let's get into that. The first thing, which is really funny, is I really wanted to start a podcast. You guys, I told you, I have had this as an idea of mine for a year. It's been a year coming. Of course, I launched it like literally towards the end of 22, but I really felt like that was when I had the ability to share the most about my experience. If I did it right in the moment, I feel like there would have been great outlets and outcomes from it. But being a year almost exactly to the day of post grad, I felt like I had a little bit more of just, okay, like I'm in a good rhythm. I understand a little bit more. I'm not all knowing, but I'm not just recently post grad not knowing anything that I'm talking about, right? I felt as though a year post was the perfect time to start this. And I started it. This is actually like a really fun fact. I started it. I heard a quote or like a saying, or I saw a video. I can't remember where it was, but I saw a video that was like, when your boss tells you to do something, you do it out of respect, like almost immediately, if not, you know, when they need it by, right? They give you a date, they give you a time they need it done by, and you get it done because you respect them. And someone put it in the perspective of, but when you tell yourself to do something, or when you tell yourself you want something by this time, you give yourself a date, it's so much easier for you to be like, ah, like, I'll get to it when I get to it. You know, it's like the small things, such as like dishes or laundry or, you know, going and getting this or buying this ticket or doing this. You know, you tell yourself, you're like, I need to do it, I need to do it, I need to do it, but you don't actually do it by the time you say you're gonna do it. And, you know, I think, you know, everything has its own timeline, so not everything needs to be done in the moment or on that day. But at that point, my podcast was all talk. And I said, and I gave myself certain dates of being like, oh, I'm gonna release the first episode by this time. And I told a few people about it, but it wasn't until recently that I was like, why am I disrespecting myself? Why am I not owning up and doing the things that I told myself I wanted to do? When someone else asks me to do something, I do it. It's the easiest yes of my life. But when I do something, I hesitate and I question it and I question why I want to do it and if I can even succeed doing it. And so that was like the ignition. That was the start of me truly acting on this possibility and this dream of mine. And at that moment, when I started thinking about that quote, it stuck with me. It stuck with me for a pretty long time. But I started to plan when I was going to get my podcast photos done. My really good friend now, she has an amazing company, and she's recently opened up her own studio here in Minnesota so that you can rent out and take photos for yourself. Liza Jackson's her name. Media by J, I believe, is her username. But the person she is and the drive she had to also help me to succeed with that, God bless you. I love you, girl. But she really, like, once we got those photos done, that was the start for me. That was like, I need to do this. I'm telling everyone about this. And if I don't get it done by the time I tell them that I am gonna get it done, I don't even know what I was gonna do. I just, like, I knew I needed to get it done by that time. I knew I needed to stop making excuses for myself. And so that was something that I achieved this year. And so far, it has been so fulfilling, so exciting, such a great outlet for me. I truly have enjoyed it. And a lot of times people are like, oh, like people do 3 episodes and they'll burn out. I have a notes app of like a year and a half worth of topics, you guys. I am persistent and excited to continue this. I think about it all the time. So, yeah, that was just like a really fun thing for me to check off that was something that I hadn't gotten around to yet. And I'm very, very grateful that I checked that off of my 22 things for 22. My second thing, as you guys know, I live at home. I moved home. And one thing I really wanted to do, I wasn't able to save a ton of money in college. I had jobs, but I was a college athlete. I was on the dance team. And so a lot of my time was dedicated to dancing and to practices and certain things. And it was really hard for me to have a full-time job in that season because I was so focused and zoned on my athletics and my team. And over the summer, I saved up a ton of money, but you know, money just goes by like this. And so one thing I really wanted, now that I achieved and, you know, receiving a job, I also kept a few other side jobs that I had and I really enjoyed them. But I wanted to save up to 10 to 15K because, you know, it's really easy and it's really easy for me once I get a paycheck to just spend it. I have the ability to save, but I am someone who I like to treat myself. And so it's really easy for me to see money just kind of disappear. But I really held myself accountable for this and I ended up saving a little bit more than that. And I have a goal for next year even to double that. But that was something that I just really wanted to have in my back pocket and I guess train myself to just know the importance of money. And it can go really quickly. I've always known that. But to hold myself accountable to be like, you know, I am going to be on my own once I move out of here. And I need to financially hold myself accountable so that I will be stable and that I will be able to pay for things that I want to pay for, save up for my future. And also have time and the ability to experience things and treat myself once in a while, you know, just have the ability to fund myself in the ways that I want to fund myself while also being financially responsible. I'm not even gonna lie with you guys. Literally, my camera just stopped because my memory card was full. So I had to like do a little like rearrangement and delete some like old videos and old episodes from this camera so that I had space. So if anything's different in like the settings, we live and we learn. That's okay. Lord Jesus, cheers. We're back. I'm on a roll. So we're gonna keep going with this, okay? The third thing that I did was going back to church consistently. Now, this was something that was really important to me Mainly because I'd sprinkled it in throughout my college experience. You know, we kind of already talked about this. I really committed to my faith junior and senior year, but I really wanted to go back and start to dedicate myself to my church and feel as though, not that I'm just checking something off my list, but that I'm educating myself more on the Bible and more on the ways that I can reflect Jesus in my life. And it was something to me that was like, I don't just want it to be an action of me whenever I'm convenient to, open up my Bible and do a devotional. I want to keep that in my life, but I also want to meet people. I want to listen to things live. I want to worship in the crowd of people and just get to know the people in my church and go back to what I was like and what my Sundays were like when I was a kid. And I think that can be hard for people because, when we're forced to go or we're expected to go as a kid based off of our family or what our parents want for us, we often find ourselves with a bad taste in our mouth because it's harder for us to relate to it. And that's kind of why I often like put up a fight sometimes to go to church when I was a kid because I just didn't relate to it. I didn't understand it and it was foreign language to me. But now I feel as though the series and the conversations that they're having now really hit me hard. And I do feel like that is God changing my heart this year and just opening up my ears to what he's trying to tell me. Because I feel like a lot of the times when God doesn't want us to hear something, he won't have us hear something. But when he wants us to hear something, he'll open our ears to hear it. That has been something that has truly changed the game for me. And I get excited to go to church now. I look forward to a Sunday. When I have a trip and I can't go to church, I hate it. I hate going a week where I don't get to praise him and see him and learn about him and experience him. And I think church isn't just about checking something off your Sunday list, but it truly is just opening up that door to understanding and welcoming God and hearing what God has for you. And I think that that is why I look forward to church. I always take something amazing away from it. And I think it's just like a great way to start your week. Another thing, which I have talked to you guys about as well, is trying cycling. That was something that was on my list. This year it's Pilates because I have not been on a reformer ever. And that would be something that's cool to try out. But trying cycling was the best thing that I could have done for myself. Shout out Verb Studios. I've said it before. I love cycling. Graduating college and having a complete 180 on the way that you exercise and the way that your body is was such a wake-up call to me. I love fitness. I prioritize it. I prioritize how I exercise. I need that sort of escape in my life. I need it in my, if not daily, weekly routine. I need some sort of outlet that I can go to. And once I was removed from the competitive scene of dance, I was honestly really nervous. I mean, I did core power and I do really enjoy that, but I feel like with core power, it's hard to do things before or after that because you're gonna leave, you're gonna need to shower, you're gonna need to like refix yourself up because it's hot. It's a hot yoga room. So, it's an amazing workout, but it's hard to do something completely after that, especially if I have to go into work. And the time that I like to work out is 6 a.m. So it was gonna be like this whole thing. And I still love core power, but cycling is so convenient. It's so quick. It's so refreshing. I'm not completely drained of all my energy. I feel excited for the rest of the day. Honestly, I leave that last song, that's normally a sprint, on a high. I wanna keep going. I could do it again. I love it. It's such a great escape. And I feel like I put myself out there to try something new, and it took me a while, but I really, really, really am grateful that I put myself out there to just try a different kind of workout. And honestly, I'm trying to like recruit all my friends to do it with me because it is so great. And not only that, but I have always been very confident in how I've looked and my body and what I've weighed and what I eat. But this year specifically, I feel the healthiest and the fittest that I've ever felt. I feel so blessed for my body and the way that I'm able to move and the way that I'm able to exercise. I have found an escape, I found a community, and I found a type of working out that suits me, fits me, my body, reacts well to it, and just makes me excited to go back the next day. And I think that putting that on my list was something that I was like, oh, I'll try it when I try it. But it has been something that has been honestly the most important thing to me coming out of this year, just in terms of like my health and my wellness. That has been such a game changer. And I am so glad that I put something on my list to try and get outside my comfort zone for. And my last thing was to travel to three different places with three different people. I have always loved to travel. I love experiencing a new city. I love trying new things. And I think it's so, so, so fun. I am such a homebody, but I put this on my list because I really wanted to get outside my comfort zone individually traveling, challenge myself just in a different environment, different community, because I do want to move out of the state, in the future to experience a new area, a new community, a new state. But just get outside my comfort zone and do things a little bit more individually so that I feel confident and excited to book a ticket that I normally wouldn't have booked years ago. Those five things, you guys, I mean, I wrote 22 and I enjoyed every single thing that I put on that list. There was a few that I didn't finish to the extent that I wanted to finish it to, but those five things, you guys, are so convenient. They're so small. They're nothing revolutionary, but they're little goals and little things that I was able to reflect on and hold myself accountable to throughout this year of change. And I know that so much is going to change when I turn 25, 26, 27, even 30, right? But from coming out of a year of consistency and community to being on your own, these five things were things that I am really grateful to look back on and say that I did. Start a podcast, try cycling, visit three different places with three different people, save money, and going back to church. It is so easy to reminisce and reflect on your life when you are going into a new chapter of new adjustments and newness. It's the easiest time to do it, truthfully, because we have the time to, we're forced to change, we're forced to experience something new. And so oftentimes, that's the most common time to look back and be like, well, where was I at a year ago? What was I valuing? What did I want to value? And did I succeed in that? That's the easiest time to do it because we're forced. We're forced to look back. We're forced to change. We're forced to open up a new door and close a previous door on where we were and what we were thinking and what we wanted. It's like the same thing with a new year. We make up a new set of resolutions. We think about how we want to be this year, the person, the things we want to value, what we want to try, what we don't want to try. Your birthday is the same time to do that. It's the same time to reflect and re-invite a new version of yourself that you want to work towards because we all want to become better. We all want to exceed in our life and become the best versions of ourselves. And a birthday, you are forced individually to do that. A new year, you do it with people. You do it with a community. We're all like, yeah, we're all embracing newness and change. We all want something for ourselves. But a birthday, you get to make those decisions for yourself. It doesn't have to be for anyone else. At the beginning of the year, I want to say that I was still myself, but looking back, I truly feel like I was lost. I'm proud to say that the person who I am now is the most me that I've ever been. I think I found pieces and parts of myself that haven't flourished since I was in high school, parts of myself that I dimmed for other people because I didn't want to be too much. And I think the biggest thing that I learned this year, the biggest takeaway, is that I need to embrace my muchness. There's a video on TikTok that I saw probably like a few months ago of Dove Cameron. Her interview, I think it was on the Jennifer Hudson show, she was talking about how she was in a previous relationship and her ex pulled her aside one night and pretty much told her that people like her more when she talks less. And stepping away from that relationship or that situation or that experience, she now realizes that people who dim your light and dim your energy and your fullness don't love you the way that they say that they love you. There is so much beauty when people are full of who they are, when people are expressive, when they're honest, when they're open and vulnerable. And I don't know if you guys get this vibe, but I feel as though I'm a very much person, okay? I am very loud. I'm very energetic. I want to be someone who you look at and you are like, they're literally a rainbow on steroids, okay? Because I naturally have that energy. I don't need caffeine. I don't need alcohol. I don't need anything to be this big, huge personality of myself, this full of much person, okay? But there have been lots of people in my life who have dimmed me, who have shushed me, who have made me quiet down. And I think that there is a time and place where people can be too loud and it is inappropriate. However, what I think people don't understand is when you shush someone, you are telling them that they are too much. I saw this video as well that was like, when a toddler acts like their biggest personality yet, they feel safe, right? When they act weirder than you think that they could ever act, they're safe. They feel comfortable. They feel like themselves. That is the same thing with being an adult, you guys. I don't understand why we can't add that childlike fruitfulness and that excitement and that joy and that energy every day. I feel like it's so much more common when you get older for people to dim your light and to shush you and to make you feel like you can't be the most that you can be because they feel. Maybe they feel jealous. Maybe they feel inferior. Maybe they feel insecure. I don't know what it is. I think it's just them wanting you to be less so they can be more, when in the reality, there's no need for that. I feel like oftentimes, friendships especially, people feel like there can only be one person who is that energy. Friendships are fruitful. We should all be cheering each other on, hoping everyone is the most that they can be, hoping that every single person in that friend group can embrace their muchness. And oftentimes, I understand that people have different levels of muchness. I'm a very big person, but I will welcome another big person in my life. And I think it's so crazy that, like, there is this sort of like competition sometimes where there has to only be one person like that. I have valued in the friendships I've created now and the relationships and the way that I go about my life is if someone does not want me to be the most that I can be, I don't want them. I don't want them. I want someone who wants me to be more, who sees me at my most and is pushing me to even be more than that. I want to say one more thing before I close this episode. Right when I got out of my relationship, I saw this TikTok of this girl who was talking about her muchness. And she used a quote from the Mad Hatter talking to Alice. And it said, "You lost your muchness. You used to be much, muchier." And that kind of stuck with me too, because a lot of the times I find myself a very apologetic person. I am taking that back. I am taking that version of myself back. And I'm going to be the most that I can be because that is what God has blessed me with. Being someone who is loud, is passionate, is full of life, is enthusiastic, is expressive. I should not be ashamed of my muchness. And I think that filling yourself with people, again, who want you to be more than that, is the first step to loving that version of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I hope that it spoke to you. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And I hope that it is something that it might be something that you take into account when it's your birthday and when you are going into a new chapter of your life. If you like this podcast, please, please, please follow, like, subscribe. I love to see your guys' comments too. A couple people have commented and I love it. I hope you guys know when you comment on my stuff, it literally brings me so much joy. So please like, comment, subscribe, do all the things, you guys. I love you, love you, love you so, so, so very much. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.